The Panthers set their initial 53 on Sunday, with both starting offensive tackles on reserve lists. Ikem Ekwonu went to the reserve physically unable to perform list, and Taylor Moten to reserve non-football illness, per Darren Gaunt at the team's website. Designations that keep both out at least the first four games, defensive tackle Tershawn Wharton joined Ekwonu on that list. Ekwonu is rehabilitating the patellar tendon he tore in January's playoff loss to the Rams. General manager Dan Morgan said in July he is optimistic Ekwonu returns during the regular season, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. Moten has been out with a blood clot. Our last episode said only that he was sidelined. And Cole Noble at A to Z Sports wrote on August 24th that he is looking at roughly another month. The teams published 53 lists, rookie Monroe Freeling at right tackle and Rashid Walker at left tackle, in front of Bryce Young, whose last live reps of the summer came at the August 26th joint practice against the Texans, where Zach Roberts at Panthers on SI charted him 9 of 17 with 2 interceptions and 7 sacks, and had Freeling giving up multiple pressures to Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. That is the sample Carolina carries into Week 1 against the Bears. Sunday's wider ledger, compressed, 10 vested veterans released, per Gant, quarterback Kyle Trask, safety Isaiah Simmons, receiver David Moore, and outside linebacker Cam Gill among them, and 16 waived, with linebacker Trevin Wallace, the headline of that column. Carolina also sent a 2028 sixth-round pick to the Chargers for defensive tackle Tara Edwards at the deadline, per Cherian Williams at Pro Football Talk. Running back Trevor Etienne, who left Friday's finale early with an ankle injury per CBS Sports, and linebacker Bam Martin-Scott went to injured reserve with designations to return, per Gant. CBS Sports reports A.J. Dillon, making a roster case in the margins in our last episode, is expected to be the third back. Three undrafted rookies made it, per Gant's analysis. Haynes King as the third quarterback, with Trask released, and lineman Albert Reese among them. The Wallace move is the one the beat treated as the weekend surprise. It starts Saturday, a day before the deadline. Carolina agreed to terms with veteran linebacker Bobby Okereke, released by the Giants in March, per multiple reports relayed by Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. Okereke does not appear on the team's published initial 53. The team site notes his deal has not been made official, and Gant's roster analysis counts three off-ball linebackers actually on it. Devin Lloyd, Claudin Chiarellis, and Jackson Kiewicz. Wallace, waived despite 20 starts over two seasons, went out in part because of that pending addition and limited special teams contribution, the team's own analysis, per Gant. The beat's reaction was sharper. Wallace headlined Bryce Lazenby's seven-name surprise list at Athlon Sports, and Roberts at Panthers on SI argued the timing muddied the decision, since Wallace had just delivered his best outing of the preseason and Carolina would cut him without seeing Okereke practice. The receiver room decisions our last episode flagged came in at 6, per Gant. Tediroa McMillan, Jalen Coker, Xavier Legette, Jimmy Horn Jr., Bryson Tremaine, and John Mechie III, with the team's analysis crediting Mechie's chemistry with Young dating to Alabama. Tremaine appears nowhere in our prior camp coverage. He made it ahead of players we spent August charting, among them Rock Taylor, waived Saturday per Alper, and Moore, whose drop we logged in Jacksonville. Legette made the 53 with his foot unresolved in the reporting. The last hard fact is Canales, August 24th, per Noble. Xavier, his foot still sore, he's in a boot, we're going to have him in a boot until Thursday. The finale, briefly. Panthers 16, Texans 13 on Friday night in Charlotte, a 3-1 preseason, with Young and the starters held out by mutual agreement between Canales and Houston's DeMeco Ryans, per Cassidy Hill at the team's website. So the one more check our last episode wanted on Young never came in a game. The box score reads differently with the 53 known. Kenny Pickett went 5 of 8 for 48 yards. Trask went 19 of 28 for 147 yards with an interception and was released 2 days later. Undrafted rookie Miles Davis scored the winning 1-yard touchdown and, per Alper, was waived a day later. Ryan Fitzgerald made 3 field goals, per the Associated Press. Our last episode's first watch item, Chuba Hubbard back at practice before the cut, the checkable version of Canales's Game 1 confidence, didn't check. We found no reporting in the window of a full team practice. What the week produced instead? The roster's answer, and the coaches. Hubbard made the 53 with no injured reserve designation, and Canales said he is ahead of schedule, but was held from contact because he is not ready for someone to pull on his jersey, with the team expecting him for Week 1 against the Bears, per Alper. Canales offered a number, per Noble. He's expected to be ready for week one. I think he hit over 20 miles per hour the other day. That is an expectation on the record, not a practice log. Back in July, we previewed Carolina as two true things at once. A defending division champion whose record in one-score games sits in the least repeatable category we track, and a front office that spent the spring buying what regression can't repossess. A pass rush, a rebuilt line, a medical lottery ticket in the backfield. Cut day kept the buying going to the deadline. Okereke Saturday, a pick for Edwards Sunday, and the lottery ticket held, Jonathan Brooks is on the 53 after running with the first team through August. But the rebuilt line opens the season without either starting tackle, and the quarterback it was rebuilt to protect last took a live rep behind the replacements on August 26. The July premise didn't break. It opens with two of its load-bearing pieces on reserve lists. What to watch next? The waiver wire clears and the practice squads form behind it, where Wallace, Trask, Simmons, and the rest of the cut names land is the next episode's job. As of Sunday night, no practice squad signings existed, and SB Nation's tracker listed the familiar names only as candidates, per Walker Clement at Cat Scratch Reader. Beyond that, whether Okereke's agreement becomes an official signing and a practice rep, whether Hubbard and Leggett take full practices in Bears Week, and what Game Week reporting says about Walker and Freeling in front of Young, we'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFL Verse.